I'm joined today by Dr. Declan Matthews, who will give us the latest update on COVID-19. Declan, how are you? Thanks for coming in again today.
I'm great, Liz, actually. I'm really good this week, to tell you nothing but the truth.
I take it you were happy with the restrictions being lifted?
Absolutely. They were more than I expected. Last week I said I thought that they wouldn't trust us, if you know what I mean, but I think they now trust us. I think they're now giving us a little bit more ease in what we can do. We're absolutely blessed in that we live in the largest county in the country. You can get in a car and drive from here down as far as Allahies for 3 hours and you're still within Cork. So we did very well. I wouldn't like to be living in some of the smaller counties in the country at the moment.
Okay, so your opinion is that the government have done the right thing really by moving forward the restrictions?
Absolutely. I think they had to. I really think we were all beginning to sort of slip and let our guard slip a little bit. I think we were all beginning to sort of, you know, go against the rules, not totally, but slightly. And I think they needed to give us something. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Declan, playgrounds reopened yesterday. Is it safe now for children to play outside together?
It's safe for children to play outside together if they're from the same household. If they're not from the same household, I think we still need for another little while to have the social distancing. Very hard thing to do with kids in a playground, to tell you nothing but the truth, but it's doable. And I think for another few weeks, I think that they may be required to sort of socially distance. Now, remember, kids aren't the great super spreaders that we thought they were originally. So from that point of view, it isn't as bad. And equally, children aren't getting COVID as bad. I know there has been some very serious cases of it, but in general, kids are getting away milder than the rest of us.
Okay. What about grandparents? Is it okay now for them to mind their grandchildren?
Again, it's a difficult question. I don't think we're quite there yet. I think we're very near there. And I know, whatever about minding them, just to give them a hug, just to see them, just to read them a story, that sort of stuff. We need to get back doing that. And I think we're very, very near that stage. I don't think we're quite there, but I think we're very near that stage, yes.
Okay, but we can visit. People can bring their children to visit their grandparents. Just
absolutely. Yeah, and they can up to you know, it was sort of advised outside in the garden, but I think you can bring them into the house now. No more than six people in the house, but you can bring them into the house. You still have to do the social distancing. It's still 2 meters, but I think with that in mind, at least we're seeing them again.
Yes, definitely a step in the right direction. And also they do advise for you to wear face masks if you're visiting elderly people.
Yeah, and I think this is, and I mean, again, really, the face mask advice has been a little bit all over the place, and it's very, very hard to know what the actual advice is, because, you know, they're saying they're not making it compulsory, but we should wear them in certain situations. The main situations are public transport and in certain shops, as we've said before. And I think that's still good advice. Though I must admit, I'm not always brilliant at doing it myself, because I wear it every day at work and you do get a bit tired of wearing them after a while. And sometimes then when you leave work, you forget almost. So it's not always easy to remember to actually put it on.
Yeah, definitely not. A listener has asked me to ask you about ultraviolet lights. Can they kill the virus?
Not as far as I know. I've read or seen nothing about that at all. No.
Okay, and I just saw, I only read quickly this morning, China have made some promising steps on a vaccine. Did you see anything about that?
I didn't see anything about that, but the work on the vaccine is sort of going ahead at a pace. Oxford seems to be the main place where a lot of the research around this area, is around this side of the world, is being done, and there's lots of hope for a vaccine coming out of there. The problem is, once you produce the vaccine, you've got to make sure, as I said before again, that it's safe, that it works, and then that you can mass produce it into huge, huge, huge numbers.
Okay, so we're still a long way off.
We're still a good bit away from that. I really wouldn't. I don't think we'll be giving out COVID vaccines in the next 3 or 4 months. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Numbers are continuing to decrease. Yesterday, there were 9 new confirmed cases. That was the lowest number in almost 3 months. Are we nearing the end?
To misquote Churchill, I don't think we're quite at the end, but we're at the beginning of the end, I think, at this stage. There was 9 new cases. Unfortunately, there was 9 deaths as well. But 9 new cases is really low. And I mean, I expect that as the weeks go by, that will go. And then we'll get a week or two where we've actually no new cases. And then I think we can consider ourselves much better and much safer.
Okay, but the trends are looking good. I mean, Northern Ireland for the last 3 days have recorded no new deaths. That's brilliant. New Zealand have declared themselves COVID-free. So we are heading in the right direction.
Yeah, we are. And it was great news from Northern Ireland 3 days in a row. New Zealand started a slightly different case in the fact that we'll say the whole of Australia had something like 102 deaths. That's a country of 20 million people. New Zealand had very little as well. Now, whether that's as much to do with geography, they're just so far away from everywhere else and they shut down in time and shut down well. So it could be more to do with that rather than necessarily, you know, just that they were, I think in a way they were lucky by view of geography, let's put it that way.
Okay. I also think we need to commend our own government. I mean, I genuinely think they've done a fantastic job in their response to COVID.
Absolutely. And Liz, if I sat with you here back in January and we had talked about how the government were managing the health service and how they were managing general practice and how they were managing this and that, I would have sat here for an hour giving out about them and I would have been very, very good at giving out about them. But really, I have to take my hat off to them. They have played a blinder. They have played this really well. I think they've handled it very well, way better than some other leaders in some other countries.
Yeah, and also the general public themselves. I mean, I think people have been really, really good in maintaining social distance and their basic hygiene, everything. They have been fantastic.
Absolutely. People stuck to the rules and people were very good to stick to the rules. People are still sticking to the rules. And as I said, people will stick to the rules for another while, I think. And even when we're all back to normal, I still see like matches aren't going to be actually attended the way they were before. I think people are going to be a little bit reluctant to get back to exactly the way we were before.
Okay, and with the Taoiseach announcing this morning that he plans to have the country mostly reopened by the middle of July, do you think that'll mean like the people will be able to start attending matches and things like that again, that we'll be able to gather in crowds?
I still think sort of the All Ireland final type day matches will are a little bit away yet. You know, I don't think they'll be allowed quite yet. I think we're still reeling a little bit from some of the matches and from Cheltenham. The sort of consequences of those meetings early on in the COVID, early on in the illness. So I think they'll be a bit reluctant to allow absolute huge matches like that, you know.
Okay, and speaking about racing, do you think crowds will be able to attend racing anytime soon?
I don't think a lot of crowds. I mean, I know racing has started, but they really are controlling the amount of people in. They're letting very few journalists in. They're letting very few people in. But look, as that goes on and as things ease up, I certainly think that will come back. And I mean, you would have thought a racing course is probably one of the places where you could do social distancing to a degree fairly well. Certainly not at the Cheltenham Gold Cup or something like that, but sort of in your normal race meeting around the country.
Yeah, definitely. But I suppose as things change, I mean, if the virus does die out, I mean, things could change a lot quicker than we were hoping for.
Yeah, we could. And I mean, I hate to be a little bit pessimistic. We still have to keep our fingers crossed that we don't get a second wave in August, September, October. Hopefully we won't. But we just still have to be slightly worried about that and just keep our fingers slightly crossed.
Yeah, hopefully not anyway. Right. Nursing homes are due to start welcoming visitors again. Now, I don't know, have they started or are they due to start? What advice can you give people who are visiting their loved ones?
Stick to the rules, and the rules are going to be fairly strict. I think they'll only allow one or two people from a family to visit, and you'll have to keep a certain distance and you'll only be able to stay a certain degree of time. I haven't seen those full sort of details set out yet, but really stick to the rules. I don't think it's the days of sort of going in and five or six people sitting around granny's bed in a nursing home, I think those days are gone and I don't think they're going to happen again.
Okay. Declan, as we start moving forward and socialising more, what should we do to keep ourselves as safe as possible?
We should still keep doing the social distancing. We should still keep washing our hands. We should also, I mean, when this is all over, I think it's very important that we stick to some of the things we were doing. People were exercising. People were doing great. People were out walking all over the place. We need to keep that going. You know, there's great statistics to show that the sort of better you walk, especially in the over 60s and over 70s, the better you're able to walk, your better survival for the next 5 to 10 years. So we need to keep up the exercise bit. We need to keep doing things we were doing. If we've cut down on alcohol, we need to stay cutting down on alcohol. I'm not saying give it up, but just watch it. If we've given up cigarettes, we need to stay off cigarettes. And if we haven't given up cigarettes, we seriously need to consider giving up cigarettes. The most important medical thing anybody can do for their health is to give up cigarettes.
We can take a lot of positives from this disease that we've been living with as well. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of sadness around it. But like you said, a lot of positive as well of people exercising more and people doing more with their families and stuff. So there is a lot of good to come out of this as well.
There is. And I sort of think, you know, not at the moment. And I mean, over 1,600 people died in this country from this illness. And that is an absolute tragedy. And of those 1,600 people that died, they have sort of huge families and friends that have had very little chance to sort of mourn them and to sort of grieve over them. And that has to come back at them some way. And I think we need to be very conscious of that. We need to be very careful of that. So, but I also think that in a few years' time, we might almost sort of nostalgically look back on the last few months and sort of say, yes, it was tough and yes, it was hard, but yes, there was positives out of it too.
Thanks very much, Declan, for joining us again today. Declan, have you anything you'd like to add or any message you'd like to give people as they are now starting to socialise again?
No, I think you'd go back, socialise again. I mean, as I say, I can't wait for the pubs to open. I can't wait for the restaurants to open and really started to getting back to sort of normal existence again. I do think we're going to be left with the social distancing for another while, but we're sort of getting used to that. It's not as awful as it was initially, and I think we'll get better with that. I also think eventually that will be phased out.
Okay, Declan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Liz.